Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Edition of the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Din Day filling in for Jenks. And in a few minutes, we'll get to the late slate in the NFL this Sunday. And as I'm looking at the late slate, it does feel like the better iteration. Like, the early slate has a couple good games, but man, is the late slate. Like, I'm wondering which game we get here in Nashville, because that's usually the case. Luckily, the Titans always play at noon. So, like, they're like, nah, we got to stick them in the early window because nobody wants to watch that. But it's funny how regionally, like, those are the games that you are selected to watch, unless, of course, you have Sunday Ticket, which must be nice. Us poors only subscribe to 5 streaming services. So let me ask you, Denton, do you have Sunday Ticket, or is it just one of the poors like me?
Do I have Sunday Ticket? Yes. Do I pay for Sunday Ticket? No. My brother does, and I mooch off of him. But I have it, and it counts, right? So I'll have my pick of the litter, which is great, because I'm realizing that Baltimore is playing for God knows what reason in the late window, which means here in D.C., CBS is going to be taken up by Baltimore, which means we would not get the Chiefs and the Broncos. So we'd have likely Baltimore and Cleveland and then Los Angeles and Seattle. I think Los Angeles and Seattle should be available everywhere that is not Arizona and San Francisco, because those markets will be taken up. But everyone else in the country should get the Rams and Seahawks this weekend.
I have a sneaky feeling that we're going to get Browns and Ravens, because Cincinnati is, or Cleveland, excuse me, is not that far from Nashville. So I will be hanging my head in despair. I miss the old days when we had at least 2 choices. Right back when it was like CBS gets the AFC and Fox gets the NFC. Like, what happened to those days? Like, it just feels like, as a sports fan, like, times are bleak. Why is everything,
I think this
so
might
hard?
Be one of the weeks where you do get both. They kind of like switch. I don't know what the reasoning is for it. I'm sure there is one that I'm just not intelligent enough to know, but there's some like contractual thing to where they can't do Fox and CBS in the late window every single week. But I think they're moving away from that. And this week needs to be a one where you get a CBS late game, with potentially that being nationally Chiefs Broncos, and then a Fox late game with that being Seahawks and Rams.
That's what I'm hoping. Because the problem is, like, I also want to watch multiple games in this window. Because from a viewing perspective, I think Seahawks-Rams, that's number one in the power rankings. I understand it's 2 West Coast teams, but these look like 2 of the best teams in the NFC right now. Maybe number 2, we go Chiefs and Broncos, because I am interested in that game. Will we continue to see the Chiefs roll, and can they do it against a division rival? Because we know that some of these divisional games have played closer than some might expect. But if the Chiefs' offense keeps rolling and the Broncos' offense keeps looking pedestrian, it might not be as close as that line suggests. Then we'll go, what do you think is the more interesting game? Either Ravens and Browns or the Niners and Cardinals? Like, who is third in your power rankings?
I would say Ravens and Browns, just because Baltimore is trying to do what I think was relatively viewed as unthinkable, and going from like 1-5, 1-6, whatever they were, mm-hmm. and then trying to climb the mountain back up to potentially stealing the division from either a Cincinnati, well, really a Pittsburgh. So I think that's more intriguing. And then also just Myles Garrett and Lamar Jackson. So getting to see those two square off. And then who knows, maybe we get to see Shedeur Sanders. Mac Jones and Jacoby Brissett, even if it's Brock Purdy and Jacoby Brissett, that doesn't really move the needle for me. I'm good. Y'all have that.
I think because it's like from a macro perspective, like I think there are a lot of AFC teams that will be interested to see how the Ravens look, because it does feel like they are one of those teams that maybe sandbagged earlier in the season, but come playoff time, like I understand the Ravens don't have the best narratives when it comes to closing out playoff games, but still, they're a very talented team, and it's hard to doubt what Lamar Jackson can certainly be capable of in that backfield. As far as like Brock Purdy and the Niners, like when you started the season, the Niners had a really high win total, I believe, and they had a pretty, I think they were favorites to win that division simply because their schedule was just so easy. So I think it's one of those things where people have like these lists of like quote unquote paper tigers. It kind of feels like the Niners fall into that category.
They always felt like a paper tiger. And I remember walking through that schedule with PJ Glasser on the Sunday show that we do on the network. And I was like, hey, man, I don't think the 49ers are going to be very good. And he was like, Denton, you have to look at their schedule. And then we looked at their schedule and we thought they could go 13-4. Well, they're already 6-4. So thankfully, that paper tiger is very much crumpling the way that we thought it was going to. They just don't. I'm sorry, man. Brock Purdy's kind of boring. He is. When that offense isn't firing on all cylinders, I'm not just tuning in to watch him. If Ayuk's not healthy, I'm not that interested. And defensively, they're not all that stifling either. They're actually kind of bad on defense. So there's not a lot that's entertaining about that San Francisco team. And the Arizona Cardinals are one of the more forgettable franchises in the NFL.
Right. Like when you Google Cardinals, you would think that the NFL team pops up first. No, it's the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's the baseball
team.
Like
Google's like, right. Yeah. And like the NFL's king. Like it's the undisputed king of America. But yet the Arizona Cardinals do not get the throne
Never.
Of most Googled Cardinals franchise. And plus, it doesn't help the Niners that both the Rams and the Seahawks are so good this year. So it just feels like, you know, the Niners don't feel like they are in the same category as both the Rams and the Seahawks. So let's start with that game from, you know, a matchup perspective. Rams hosting the Seahawks. Rams 3-point home favorites here. Total of 48.5. I think that I'm probably not going to be betting on this game, but this is one that everybody should be paying attention to for the macro picture of saying, okay, are the Seahawks for real? Can the Rams keep this up? Is the Seahawks defense really this good? One of the best scoring defenses in the NFL. And what can we expect from Sam Darnold in this game now that he's facing against a really good defense? So, Den, do you think you're going to be betting on this game? Or is this one of those that you simply want to watch?
I'm going to buy the hook and I'm going to take Seattle 3.5. I still think that Los Angeles wins, but this feels like a game to me, Chelsea, that's going to come down to the final possession and getting in field goal range and winning on a walk-off kind of a deal for Los Angeles. You know, I think they're both so evenly matched in a lot of areas. Like you just look at this Rams offense, and they got a bunch of dudes for Matt Stafford to throw the football to, and oh, by the way, he's the MVP right now in the NFL. He's the betting favorite. If you watch him, he's the eye test favorite. They're just shellacking teams when they're winning. I mean, they put the beat down on San Francisco last weekend in a way that I don't think we've seen the 49ers lose the way that they lost to the Rams in like 20 years. It wasn't even close. I mean, at one point it was like 21-0. They're just a completely different weight class. So I love the way that this Rams team is built. I have no idea though how they can stop Jaxon Smith-Njigba. If we're just talking this year, he's been the best wide receiver in the NFL. The best. He is unguardable uncheckable. You can play zone. You can play man. You can double. You can zone match. You can do all the different things. Bracket him with help over the top. He's still going to find a way to get open. It's been so incredible to watch him. And Sam Darnold is doing what a smart quarterback would do, which is say, if my wide receiver is always open, I'm going to throw it to him. And that works really well for them on offense. So I think this is going to be a fun one. Darnold just needs to play. He needs to play just decent football. Last year, we've talked about this. Playoff game, not good. Final regular season game against the Lions, not good. This has another big game feel. I need them to get a psychic, maybe not one of the ones recommended by Kim Kardashian, a sports therapist, a hypnotic or hypnosis, whatever someone that is a professional hypnosis person is called. I need them to get into Sam Darnold's mind and say, this is not a big game, just a game. If you just look at it as any other game, I think they'll be good.
I just think it's one of those where it's going to come down to execution. It will be interesting to me from a defensive standpoint because the Seahawks have been one of the best teams against the run. But here's the thing. When you have a quarterback like Matt Stafford, it doesn't, you know, scare me when they're like, okay, we're going to make your quarterback beat us. Because Matt Stafford's fully capable of throwing the ball 40 times, you know, and he's putting up MVP numbers. So it's just going to be a really interesting matchup to watch. I will not be betting on it. But if you think it's going to be close, probably take the field goal because I do think it's going to be a tight game. All right. From a viewing perspective, we'll go in this order. Chiefs at Broncos. So if my hypothesis is correct and if I have good listening skills, Denton, I think you really like the Chiefs in this game against the Broncos.
For the limit. To the moon. Chiefs in whatever. They're going to kill them. I mean, this is going to be a domination on live television. It might be so bad that you're going to have to shield you out there as listeners. You're going to have to shield your child's eyes from the beatdown that is going to ensue. Denver is not a good team. They are a paper tiger. They just have a really, really, really bad schedule. It's great for them. It is not good once they see a really good team. And Kansas City is a really good team, and they are turning the corner. And if you're a little hurt on defense and you don't have your full assortment of guys that can cover, Rashee Rice is going to have a big game. Xavier Worthy is in a contention to have a big game. Travis Kelce shows up in big moments. So I just think the Chiefs are too loaded, and they're focused now. They're playing from behind. They can actually sell themselves as the underdog now because they are. And I think on top of that, Chelsea, the cherry on top is that the public is going to be back in Denver because they see, one, we hate the Chiefs. Two, that record for Denver looks a lot better from Kansas City, and they're getting points, so I'm gonna hammer Denver. I am on the Chiefs. I've been on the Chiefs this entire week, and I'm going to kick my feet up when Patrick Mahomes slices and dices that Denver Broncos defense up.
I think for me, it's more about not trusting Bo Nix. Like, this offense has been really pedestrian for the Broncos. So if the Chiefs can get past, like, the 21-point mark, which obviously they're fully capable of doing, I think it's going to be an easy game. And plus, if my math is correct, the Chiefs are coming off a bye. And Andy Reid is incredible coming off a bye week because this is something that if you think about good head coaches with more time to prepare, it makes a lot of sense. So Andy Reid in his career coming off a bye week is 22-4. That is the best record in NFL history with a head coach with at least 10 games after a bye. So I feel like there is some good ammo to take the Chiefs there.
That record is pretty astonishing when you think about it.
Yeah.
So lay the money.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so I need to make sure I got this right. They didn't play last week, so of course, coming off a bye, that is a correct number. All right, so elsewhere, I think I am leaning towards the Browns getting points, but I don't feel good about it going against the Ravens because, listen, the Browns' offense is really bad. So maybe you look at this and you say, okay, if the Browns even stand a chance, this game is going to hit the under. And it's been dropping all week. I think it was 39.5 earlier in the week. Now it's 38.5. Then Ravens and Browns. Do the Ravens flex their muscle here? Or is this, you know, what we expect from an AFC North battle?
I do feel like this might be a little bit more of an AFC North battle. It's like 20-14. so, you know, something where points are very much at a premium. I don't know if the Ravens get out to a 10-point lead, though, I just don't know that Cleveland has enough wherewithal, chutzpah. I just don't think they have it in them to make any sort of comeback. So, especially if it's Dylan Gabriel, to be honest, it's even worse if it's Shedeur Sanders because he's never played in the NFL. I know everyone wants this Disney Channel story where he comes in and then he's immediately amazing. When in your life have you ever picked up something and been immediately amazing at? Not very often, right? And while Shedeur's in a little bit of a different class versus me in like yo-yoing, it's really, really tough to jump in to a November football game while these guys have been playing and flying at full speed and you have not, and expect that it's going to go well. So I'd like the Ravens in this one, but the Browns defense might keep that to get the Browns getting the 7.5 rather than me laying the 7.5.
I'm looking right now and you can still get a 39.5. I think that's the play. Like, I have full confidence that the Browns offense is not going to do anything. And we know the Browns defense is at least good. And for the Ravens, they just need a stack win. So I don't think they need a blowout win here. They need to get in, get out with their dub. All right, coming up next here on the show, time to talk college football. We've got some massive games. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
First, this segment is, I'm sure, what my co-host for the day, Denton Day, has been waiting for. Denton's in for Jinx. And Denton, we know you're a college football guy. So what a slate we have, where we have multiple top 25 matchups. It feels like a weekend that we've been waiting for because we've had some weekends that were supposed to be good on paper where, remember, it was like supposed to be like, you know, Penn State, Indiana. Like, obviously that game was closer than people expected. And even some of those games with like Texas involved, where Texas is still not necessarily the brand name that we thought they were going to be coming into the season. But now we get a tried and true amazing weekend in college football.
Yeah, last week was described, I saw on Twitter, as the weekend where it's okay to not have ESPN. Because you're not really rushing to the television if you're a subscriber to YouTube TV thinking, man, I wish I was watching Texas A&M beat Missouri by 3 scores. Or, man, this LSU and Alabama game that's going to get blown out is, So, like, I think this is the weekend where if you don't have ESPN and you're a subscriber to YouTube TV, you're going to be really upset. And I really hope that the powers that be can kind of fix it, because I want to watch Texas and Georgia. That's going to be awesome. I mean, that really is the highlight of the weekend. But I actually don't think it's the most important game of the weekend, Chelsea. Pitt and Notre Dame is far and away the most important game in relation to the college football playoff. If Notre Dame loses, they are out. They don't have nearly the resume to be able to get in as a 3-loss team. Whereas if Texas loses to Georgia, they still have an opportunity to play Texas A&M to close the season, and the Texas resume would justify, assuming they beat Texas A&M, if they do lose to Georgia, their resume would get them in, I think, as a 3-loss team because they have a number of top 10 wins. So that Pitt and Notre Dame game is going to be must-watch television at noon. We'll get to see what this Notre Dame team looks like against quality competition, and we get to see if this Pitt story, which has been a fun one in the ACC, and they're still in contention to get into the ACC championship game with them and like 6 other teams, because that conference is just a complete convoluted mess in all of the best ways. That game has a lot on the line this weekend, and we get it right at noon.
Yeah, that's the College Game Day location. They're going to have Aaron Donald, former Pitt Panther, as the guest picker for College Game Day. If you do have ESPN, or if Pat McAfee tweets out a link to it again, which thank you for your service, Pat. But you're right. This is a massive game, and I think it's a big narrative game, because I think there are a lot of people who look at Notre Dame and they're like, okay, they've been handed this ranking on a silver platter, or a gold platter, I should say, similar to their helmets, where it's just like they're living on the reputation of their program. And there are other programs that maybe deserve higher rankings, but they're not, you know, in the cachet as Notre Dame. So this is Notre Dame's chance to prove it. But you look at this line, it's 12.5. Honestly, I feel like this is a pretty steep line for Notre Dame, especially with this matchup, because I do think that Pitt does some things really well that's going to be tough for Notre Dame. Because number one, Pitt is one of the best defenses, at least on paper, at stopping the run. I understand it's not apples to apples when it comes to college football, because, you know, Pitt has been playing in the ACC. But still, I do think there are some things that Pitt could maybe throw in there to at least cover the number.
Stopping Jeremiah Love is going to be very difficult. And I'd like to think that the reason Notre Dame is ranked as highly as they are is really based off of Jeremiah Love, because you're right. I mean, gold platter, crystal platter, diamond platter, it's all the same. They shouldn't be ranked in the top 10. Texas right now has a better resume than they do. Oklahoma right now has a better resume than they do. Miami right now has a better resume than they do. And by the way, they beat them, which should count for something. And it just, for whatever the reason is, the people in that room, they love putting Notre Dame in. But clearly Vegas likes them too, because that 12, and I thought this number, Chelsea, was going to be 7.5. Maybe you get to 8.5, especially with the game being at Pittsburgh. But with Notre Dame going on the road and laying 12.5, this does set up the potential, at least if I'm following the lines the way that I am, that this could be a bloodbath, and that Notre Dame is just going to absolutely smack them around the yard. Also, if Aaron Donald is on College Game Day and he doesn't slam Pat McAfee through a table of some kind, what's even the point?
I feel like Pat McAfee would hear that idea and be like, you know what? Let's do it. I love it.
He's gone through
a
table.
I feel like he'd be on board with that.
Right? He knows how to. He can bump. He knows how to do it.
But I do think if you're going to use the ammo and say, like, Notre Dame hasn't played that difficult of a schedule, you probably have to say that about Pitt as well. Because it's not like a murderer's row, you know, playing, you know, Central Michigan and West Virginia, who they had to go to overtime with. And they did lose.
That's a rivalry game,
though. They're only top 25. Right. Yeah, backyard brawl. But, like, still, it's just, you look at their only top 25 matchup and they lost it against Louisville 34-27, and that was a home game for Pitt. So I think it's just one of those unknowns where Pitt has some of these good numbers on paper, but how good are they when these numbers are made against teams like Boston College and, you know, Syracuse? So I do think maybe that's where this line comes from and maybe why it seems high, but still in such a big game where, again, it almost feels like the NFL where teams want to get in and get out. Like, Notre Dame feels like they don't really have to prove anything. They just need to win this game.
It must be nice. You want to talk about being born on third base. We ain't got to prove nothing. We just got to win. We just got to get in and out. You know, Pittsburgh's not going to get in as an at-large bid, more likely than not, no matter what happens this weekend. But they just need to start stacking wins. And this doesn't even really hurt them in the quest for an ACC championship game because Notre Dame's non-con. But Pitt has been a fun team over the last few weeks just to see kind of come out of nowhere when we are so focused on your Miamis and your Georgia Techs and your UVAs to blink and then, oh, wait, this Pittsburgh team's pretty good. They're ranked in the first CFP rankings. They're continuing to put some wins together. So that's been a fun story. And again, what has been a very crazy ACC.
I wanted to add one more thing because this quote, I can't even believe it's real. Did you see what Pat Narduzzi said this week about this game? And maybe it's him posturing to make sure that if they do lose this game, there's still a pathway for them to, you know, win the ACC. Because somebody asked him ahead of, you know, this week's game, they said, do you feel like Notre Dame is a must-win game for you guys? He said, absolutely not. It's not an ACC game. I'd gladly get beat by 100 or 103 or 110-10. They could put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. What?
He's right. They want to get to the ACC championship game. It's a bold thing to say that you want to lose by 100. Yeah, that would probably not be great on the eye test, especially to the people in the committee. But he's right. They don't really care about it. They're in a nice position where they can lose that game and it doesn't impact their goals of getting to the ACC championship game and getting to the college football playoff. There's not a lot of teams right now that can say that with two losses.
But still, like, imagine you're a player on that team. You're like, excuse me, what, coach?
I bet they've said that in the locker room. Narduzzi's a straight shooter. I love him.
But here's the thing. Like, does this scare you about taking the 12.5 with Pitt?
I'm not taking a 12.5. I'm not touching that one. If I'm betting on this one, I'm laying those points with Notre Dame. The story's fun, but come on now. I'm not letting a story line my pockets here. I need money.
I don't know. So that one's tricky. All right, how about the big one of the weekend? Texas at Georgia. Texas, the number 10 team in the land. Georgia sitting at 5. And this line is Georgia laying 6.5 points. I think it was 5.5 earlier in the week. So clearly some money coming in on the dogs at home. Total of 49.5 here. And we've talked about this game throughout the week. And for me, the bottom line is, who do you trust in the final 2 minutes? We've seen it from Georgia. They feel like the most resilient team in college football this year, where even if they have a sloppy first half, they put stuff together in the fourth quarter. And they even cover some numbers, like they did in that Ole Miss game where they were losing the entire game. And then, oh, here we go. Fourth quarter, we're going to win and we're going to cover. So 6.5, it feels, you know, a little steep. But I do think Georgia can cover this number. I think Texas would have to play close to a perfect game to win this, or, you know, even keep it close. I think it's going to be a tough matchup for Longhorns.
This is a big Steve Sarkisian game, and we're going to learn a lot about him in this matchup. It could be very full circle as well. You know, if you remember last year, these two teams played, and I think that's when a lot of the public started to realize that Texas is not what we think they are. Quinn Ewers did not look very good in that game, to the point where he had the shakies. He had the yips. He got benched for Arch Manning, but he got benched for Arch Manning because he had the yips at home. I've never seen a quarterback have the yips at home when the crowd was too much for him when they were on your side. It was so strange. And then we had that whole bottle fiasco when the refs reward Texas for throwing stuff on the field and all those things, right? But there's a full circle moment where Arch Manning could really come back, beat Georgia, and then kind of erase some of the things that have happened this year, because all of the losses that they have had out the window if you beat Georgia, especially with that game being in Athens. But you're right, they have to play perfect. And even in some of their most impressive games, that Vanderbilt game offensively, I thought they were fantastic. They still only won that game by 3 points. And it was it never felt like Vanderbilt actually had a chance in the fourth quarter, so the box scoring can be a little deceiving. But the fact is, they took their foot off the pedal in the fourth quarter, and that only became a three-point game. You cannot do that against Georgia. If you do find yourself in the very fortunate position of being up 14-0, 17-0 over Georgia, you got to keep that foot slammed to the floor on the gas, because Georgia never wavers. Other schools waver, they don't. And then, of course, you get the storyline of one Alabama former assistant with Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, another Alabama former assistant under Nick Saban and Steve Sarkisian. Saban is connected everywhere. I mean, it is literally just the tree of Nick Saban, and I'm excited about it. I think Georgia crushes them, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I think for me, it's the defensive game plan that we've seen from Georgia against Texas in those last two games last year, which I understand it's a different team and it's different personnel, but Texas didn't even score 20 points in either of those games. You know, so it just feels to me that the game plan that Kirby Smart, a defensive mind, had laid out for Texas is going to be a good one, especially if you have any questions about the Texas offensive line. I know that they have looked better as of late, but, you know, the pressure is going to be coming. So I think I have issues kind of believing in this Texas offense going against this Georgia defense. And again, like, it's the team that turns it on in the fourth quarter. I believe more in Kirby Smart, especially when this is a road game. So I think I will be laying the points with Georgia. It feels to me like the only way that Texas stays in this, where we've seen Georgia get beat at home before, that Alabama game, but Ty Simpson threw for 276 yards and two touchdowns, played out of his mind in that game. So if there is a game for Arch Manning to reestablish his legacy, it's this one. I just don't see it happening.
There's one other game that I want to quickly touch on, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Duke could completely flip the ACC on its head if they beat Virginia. Duke right now unranked. Darian Mentz has been really good for them. UVA questions a quarterback as to whether Morris is going to go. If he does go, is he going to be fully healthy? He got knocked out of that game against Wake Forest last week. And just generally speaking, UVA from a roster perspective is not all that great. Chandler Morris was really doing a lot of heavy lifting for the Cavaliers. If Duke wins, Chelsea, UVA is, they're donezo. It's going to be really difficult for them to get back into the ACC championship game picture at that point. But then that also could really run the risk of the ACC not getting a team in to the college football playoff. There's a realistic possibility that Duke could get all the way to the ACC championship game, win the ACC championship game, but then find themselves ranked below USF and then a potential one-loss Sun Belt champion, James Madison. So if I'm the ACC, I am desperately pleading with UVA to play the game of their life. Beat Duke. Get them out of the picture and guarantee that we're going to get somebody in. I want chaos, naturally, so I would love to see the idea of a group of five, of two group of five teams getting in. Just a reminder to everyone, in 2026, we're hoping to get the Power Fours get auto bids, but right now it's literally just the five highest-ranked conference champions. So if Duke wins and they're not higher-ranked than JMU and USF, the ACC's not going to get in that dance of 12.
ACC feels down bad at the moment. Doesn't feel like great times in the ACC for football. But I'll also say this. When an unranked team is favored against a ranked team, feels like the odds makers know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I feel like Duke's probably the play here. All right, coming up next, we get back to betting on football. We've got all of our parlays coming your way next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And it's Parlay Central time here on the Daily Tip. In a few minutes, we'll get to Double D's Degenerate College Football Parlay and our squad parlay, which we have added more legs this week. Since there are only three of us, we each have two legs. And the more I look, the more legs that I want to add. It's just the problem with parlays. Is it sometimes it can get very easy to get carried away. But Dan, I was just thinking about this game that we didn't get to last segment. What's your take on the Iowa-USC game? I think that's a really interesting matchup. And I feel like I wish the weather was going to be a factor, but it's probably not since this game is at USC. But I feel like if anybody can like slow this down, it's going to be Iowa. So when you see that 6.5, I kind of want to lean towards Iowa, but do you think I'm being reactionary, the fact that they just played Oregon closely?
No, I don't think so. I would be 100% with you if this was at Iowa, because if there's a team that can't play in great weather, I'm going to take the team from Los Angeles, a team that gets sunny in the 70s all the time. Lincoln Riley has a lot to prove. A lot of the coaches in his hiring class, if you will, are not here anymore. Brian Kelly, a prime example of that. Those two guys basically got hired together. They were given a lot of money, and they have very similar results, which is not a lot of college football playoff appearances. They're still alive, USC is, which is crazy to say out loud, but there's still an avenue for them as we reach the final few weeks of the season. I think you're going to see the best performance from USC. And if they don't, Lincoln Riley is going to start to hear some chattering about, why are we paying this guy all this money? Didn't we buy him a house? That contract was incentive laden in a lot of really odd ways. Why are we doing this if they can't beat Iowa when we give them all these resources? So there's a lot of pressure on him.
It's wild to see. I don't want to say like how far USC has fallen, but like they used to be kings of the mountaintop. You know, once upon a time in college football, like remember the days where it felt like every single year they had a quarterback who was a Heisman finalist or won it or was like a first round NFL draft pick. And it just feels like those days are like pretty long gone. Like it's been a hot minute since USC has been like that powerhouse that's constantly producing these quarterbacks.
Yeah. I mean, it's been almost 20 years to the day. I guess in early 2026, it'll be 20 years since that Rose Bowl game with Vince Young and USC. lot of it is because of Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. He jumped ship, and they've never been able. One, the ship went down, and he jumped ship before the ship went down, and they've never really been able to nail the head coach since then. They tried the Lane Kiffin bit, LOL. They tried the Sark bit. That did not work. Remember Clay Helton? I don't know if you remember that name. That's a hilarious name. And now they got Lincoln Riley. So they've tried a lot of different guys. They had Caleb Williams for a little bit, and he was fun when he was playing well. But then there were some times where he was not playing well, and he had to be Superman. And you had the same old issue with Lincoln Riley, which is no defense. It's been a long time since they've been like truly, truly, truly relevant in college football.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that was so long ago. It makes me feel very, very old. All right, so let's get to some of these parlays. But before we do, no matter where the college football action is, there is nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay over at BetMGM. Use this parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. So if you're going to bet a parlay, you might as well use the boost token over at BetMGM. All right, let's get to it. Double D's Degenerate College Football Parlay.
Carolina. I am taking Pitt plus the 12.5 versus Notre Dame just because I think Pitt might do something special this weekend. That crowd's going to be insane, I believe. Florida, South Florida, minus 10 at Navy. Navy doesn't have a defense. UConn, minus 7.5 versus Air Force. Once again, Air Force doesn't have a defense. North Texas, minus 17.5 at UAB. Texas Tech, minus 23.5 versus UCF. Ole Miss, minus 13.5 versus Florida. Ohio State, minus 31.5 versus UCLA. Texas, plus 6.5 at Georgia. And then Mississippi State, plus 7 at Missouri. My total parlay with that college football boost token that Chelsea was just talking about gets you about 945-1. $5 wins you $4,000, $4,727.85. Let's go.
Ooh, all the best games, it feels like, are packed into that parlay. We didn't talk about this one, but the Florida-Ole Miss game. Doesn't this feel like the audition for Lane Kiffin for all of these openings? And here's the thing, like, this is also a revenge spot because remember, Florida beat Ole Miss last year to keep them out of the college football playoffs. So I don't think Ole Miss is going to take this game lightly. And Lane Kiffin knows how many blank checks are floating around. I feel like this is an Ole Miss game that they will be very prepared for.
It's either an audition or the rejection of the century, where he's going to come in, beat you up, and then tell you he doesn't see a future between you. And then he's going to get out of there, and he's going to sign that blank check that Ole Miss has waiting for him. The fact that they have not signed him to a contract yet is a little telling to me, Chelsea, but I still anticipate that Lane Kiffin is going to be at Ole Miss for a long time.
You think so?
I
do. Think about the other blank checks that are floating around, though, because I think there's several, that he could possibly be landing.
Florida. Penn State would give him a blank check. LSU would give him a blank check. The Giants would give him a blank check. The Titans would give him a blank check. Hell, the Dallas Mavericks might give him a blank check for their general manager position at this point, the way that everyone else is looking into him. I mean, is anyone fired from the hockey league yet? Is there any openings there? Does anyone want to get fired from college basketball? Lane Kiffin will get some money from them, too. I mean, this dude is literally pimping the entire system in his favor right now. But I don't think he leaves because of the way the schedule is set up. If they make the college football playoff, he's going to have to be locked in with that program until, at the very least, late December. And by that point in time, you're already missing stuff with your new program, with the transfer portal, trying to keep your guys, trying to go get more guys, high school recruiting. The way the college football calendar is set up, a lot of the guys that are going to be in the college football playoffs are going to be saying no to a lot of these jobs.
Yeah, I do think sentimentally speaking, like, the Florida job is probably the one that he wants the most, but I don't know if the blank check is going to be quite as blank as the one that like LSU offers. Because LSU feels real desperate.
Well, they might have to pay a certain somebody an extra $25 million in the next couple weeks. Right. That blank check might not be as heavy.
Mm, feels like taxes are going to be going up in the state of Louisiana. LSU tax. All right, let's get to the squad parlay as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
All right, step right up and try your hand at winning some big plus money. So what is going to happen here is that since there's only three of us, we're each going to give two legs to the parlay. Because listen, like, who wants a parlay that's plus 270? No, we want to go for some big plus money. All right, so I'm going to lead us off here. I'm going to go with an alt line in the Commanders and Dolphins game just to play a key number here. Going to go over 45. So this is minus 155 by itself, but this is a parlay, so we can add in, you know, some juicy things. So you look at the Commanders, and the big question is going to be their defense. Their defense has been a question all season long. They've hit the over in three of their last four games. And when it comes to the speed pieces for the Dolphins, this is going to be a tough challenge for a defense that's already struggling. So I think we see some points in this one over 45. And this kind of correlates Devon Achane for the Dolphins to score a touchdown. It is juicy by itself, but if you play this little same game parlay, it's plus 110. So it's minus 190 by itself. Devon Achane has 9 touchdowns this year. I love the fact that he can rush it in. He can catch one as well. He is a Swiss Army knife that the Dolphins should be using. And plus, he rumbled for, what, 174 yards last game against the Bills? So Devon Achane to score a touchdown and the over 45. And the Commanders and Dolphins is my addition to the squad parlay. All right, Double D, you're next. What are your legs?
I'm going with UConn minus 7.5 versus Air Force. Low key, the UConn starting quarterback is having a historical season with 25 touchdowns and 0 interceptions so far this year. Ooh. So I think they can cover that very easily. And I'm going to go with one of my oldies but favorites, North Texas minus 17.5 at UAB. North Texas, once again, one of the most high-tempoed offenses in all of college football. Also, their quarterback is really, really good. Little-known fact about him, just so throwing out little-known facts, never started a game in his high school career. Weird. But, yeah, I'm taking North Texas minus 17.5 at UAB and UConn minus 7 versus Air Force.
All right, keeping it in the college ranks. All right, Denton, what are your contributions to the parlay?
I got two legs here. I'm going to start. I'm rolling Michigan lane 11.5 against Northwestern. Michigan's very quietly 7-2 with games against Northwestern and Maryland to close their season before Ohio State. They're going to be a two-loss team by the time they get to Ohio State, but I think they need to win with some style. You know, they beat Purdue, but they didn't beat Purdue by nearly enough. I think Michigan is going to get in the win column and do it in a very impressive way against Northwestern, so I got them laying 11.5. And then I'm going to the ACC. We talked about this matchup. You get UVA and Duke. I'm going to take Duke. I'm rolling with Duke. I'm laying the 4.5 with the Blue Devils. I think they make things really complicated in the ACC, rather, for the final few weeks of the season and potentially run the risk of getting that conference on the outside looking in of the final 12. So I'm going to roll with the Blue Devils.
It's still wild to me that Darian Mensah is making $4 million this year for the quarterback at Duke. To me.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, kind of the market for some of these quarterbacks across college football. All right, so here's the parlay: Commanders, Dolphins over 45, Devon Achane to score a touchdown, UConn laying 7.5 over Air Force, North Texas laying 17.5 over UAB, Michigan laying 11.5 over Northwestern, Duke the favorites at home laying 4.5 over UVA. Total odds plus $13.94. A $5 bet will win you just around $75. So, gentlemen, we need to win one of these. Maybe this is the week. I'm certainly hoping so. But as I look at this, a lot of favorites.
A lot of favorites. You know, scared money don't make no money, though. Been a good year, it feels like, for favorites.
Yeah, it's been a good year for the public. A lot of favorites, a lot of overs in the NFL. So just give us this 1 week. That's all we're asking. 1 week of glory. All right, hour three is next. We react to the big takeaways from the Patriots win last night over the Jets. It's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.